Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, it's 4:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, and it has been what you call a gorgeous day today. Chris Bryan's in, Austin Price, Wednesday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. Listen, we were talking about this on the Tuesday show. They had a prescribed 45-acre prescribed burn over the UWF property along Pate Street. That was canceled today. Forest Service said weather conditions were not optimal to do it. They're going to try to get it in. Officials are saying the cancellation was weather-related. The burn will be rescheduled at a later date, so you're not seeing the smoke that we had anticipated when we were on the air this time on Tuesday. Well, let me go ahead and just jump into the financials this afternoon. Stocks ending mixed as investors continue to keep an eye on NVIDIA. Laura Kantner has the numbers for us.
Wall Street is bracing for NVIDIA's fourth quarter earnings results after the closing bell. Stellantis providing a weak outlook that failed to meet analysts' expectations. The automaker said it does expect to have profitable growth again. Revenue and shipments fell last year amid product delays, low demand, and high prices. Stellantis is the parent company of several popular brands, including Jeep, Dodge, and Chrysler. Shares of AppLovin tanking Wednesday. 2024's top-performing tech stock hit with short seller reports that accuses it of misrepresenting the app's services. Stocks ending Wednesday mixed, the Dow finishing down 188, S&P 500 up almost a point, NASDAQ up 49. Laura Kantner, Fox News.
And these tariffs that we always keep hearing about on imports from Canada and Mexico are set to take effect on April 2nd. President Trump said after the tariffs go into effect, Americans will see something that's going to be amazing. Trump also said he's slapping 25% tariffs on the European Union soon, claiming the 27-country bloc was formed to screw the United States, his words.
Well, I was reviewing some economic reports today. It looks as though Canada and Mexico are already seeing some of the effects of those tariffs. So we'll be talking about that throughout the afternoon. We've got quite a show today. Let me just kind of set it up for you. The 5 o'clock hour, going to be really busy. Coming up on Pensacola Right Now, Blue Wahoos, Voices of the Wahoos, Eric Bramer. He'll be stopping in. We'll talk about what's up with the Wahoos this season, heading into spring training. And also we're going to talk about the dog Diamond,
yes,
8-week-old puppy that they're training as a service dog. So we'll be speaking with Eric about that. Also, we're going to be talking once again, our good buddy Ray Palmer, CEO, president of Pensacola Sports. Yeah, the East-West local high school seniors are battling at the High School All-Star Series soccer game tomorrow night. This is interesting. The Pensacola Sports event showcases, of course, the top players from Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, Scambia County High Schools. The series will take place, of course, at Ashton Brosnahan. Features two matches. The girls go at 5, boys at 7. This afternoon, 5:20, Ray Palmer will join us on Pensacola right now, and we'll be discussing a few of those items and getting prepared for that. And I failed to mention, but we'll have Eric on at 5:12 this afternoon.
Right, one after the other.
So we'll be talking a little bit of sports activity as we maneuver the day today. Powerball tonight, here's a pretty good hefty number to think about. Contemplate your financial future, $248,000,000, $113.4 million. That is your cash option heading out the door. They do the drawing at 10 this evening.
All righty. And since it's just about 4:15, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Looking at the roads here, our worst looking spots right now are going to be Mobile Highway traveling northbound passing Michigan Avenue and Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have backups that are worse than usual on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards the Oriole Beach area. As for the weather, we are sitting at around 73 degrees right now, low of 55 this evening. Tomorrow, going to be the exact same, high of 73, low of 50.
Okay, somebody's richer today after purchasing a winning Florida Lottery Fantasy 5 ticket. Happened up in Molino. The Quick Pick ticket was sold at the Molino First Stop. That's over on Highway 95A, and was one of three winning tickets in the February 24th drawing. worth $35,513. The other winning tickets were sold in Oakland Park and Miami. Winning numbers 7, 17, 28, 29, 35.
Lucky son of a gun.
Somebody's lucky.
And the bodies of four more Israeli hostages are set to be released by Hamas tonight. A spokesperson for Hamas's military wing says the militant group will release the bodies according to terms of the ceasefire deal with Israel. So far, 29 hostages have been returned out of 33, a number that was agreed to in the first phase of the ceasefire deal.
416 News Radio 92.3, lawmakers on the DOGE subcommittee demanding more answers from former USA ID employees is how they used all these billions of dollars in foreign aid. Where'd it go? Right. They still are trying to find the money. Mark Meredith has more from Capitol Hill.
When the DOGE committee got to work looking at what could be cut, one of the first things was USAID, with some people believing that this program was bloated and was overspending for decades. But lawmakers got a sense of what's been happening behind the scenes, and some supporters of USAID say the program is vital to both American security and safety. But the DOGE committee also heard from former USAID employees and watchdogs who say billions of dollars of your money was being sent out of the U.S. and even at times indirectly sent to American enemies. Republicans say the more they learn about USA, the more they're outraged about what was being funded.
And also, Trump, we mentioned his tariffs a few minutes ago. Well, that was one of the topics of his first cabinet meeting of his second term. He touched on a number of topics outside of tariffs, though, including how his administration is working towards an end to the Russia-Ukraine war. He also promised any cuts to the federal government will not impact Social Security or Medicaid.
Okay, rough afternoon for a couple of folks, one being a ECUA sanitation truck driver. Somebody in a van. It happened in Cantonment. Two people injured Tuesday afternoon. It was a big crash involving that van and the sanitation truck. The 1 o'clock crash happened on South Highway 97. This is where was near Sawyer's, I guess it's Sawyer's Bridge Road up there. The two occupants of the van, an adult female and a juvenile, were transported to an area hospital with injuries. FHP is currently investigating the cause of that crash.
Alrighty, and Rick Scott launching an effort to ensure Medicaid payments aren't paid to dead people. Senator Scott announced yesterday he's reintroducing his Live Beneficiaries Act. It would require states to verify on a quarterly basis if a recipient of Medicaid benefits is in fact alive. Scott estimates the country has wasted tens of millions of taxpayer dollars each year on Medicaid checks for dead people.
I thought this was going to happen, and most people did. Florida Congressman Byron Donalds is running for governor. Remember, everybody was saying, run, Byron, run. Well, he had never officially said he was going to run until now. After 8 years in office, Governor DeSantis will hit his term limit, so can't run in 26. Donalds, a self-described black MAGA patriot, has long been President Trump's strongest supporter in Congress.
And Survivor fans have a Floridian to root for. Season 48 debuts at 8 o'clock tonight with St. Petersburg's Charity Nelms in the cast of 18 contestants on Fiji. The 34-year-old flight attendant has been a fan of the show since she was a kid in Michigan. She tells Channel 10 Tampa Bay it's a dream to be on Survivor, and she was born for it.
Okay, and where was she from?
St. Petersburg.
Oh,
now, apparently she was a kid in Michigan, but she, I think, currently lives in St. Petersburg.
Okay, you ever watch Gutfeld on Fox?
I'm familiar with it, but no, not much of a fan.
Okay, one of the hosts on that show had some very, very disturbing, I should frame it as this, shared some very disturbing news. News personality, Kat Tiff, are you familiar with her?
Yes.
Oh, she shared a health update, shook up a lot of folks. Here's Michelle Polino.
Fox News's Kat Timpth revealed she was diagnosed with breast cancer just hours before giving birth to her first child. Timpth took to social media Tuesday with what she called an unconventional birth announcement. The Gutfeld panelist post read in part, "Last week, I welcomed my first child into the world. About 15 hours before I went into labor, I was diagnosed with breast cancer." She went on to say, "Now, before you worry, my doctor says it's stage zero," adding that doctors are confident that it almost certainly hasn't spread. The 36-year-old author and comedian praised hospital staff for making excellent audiences for dark humor. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All righty, just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, another popular spring break hotspot in the Sunshine State, getting ready for spring breakers. Details on where that is and what it is they're doing coming up in just a few minutes.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the fluoride question with Bruce Woody, the executive director of the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority. Had a really good conversation with Mayor D.C. Reeves about parade security for this weekend and impact from changes in the federal government to the city of Pensacola. Gulf Coast Gun had a pretty unpleasant news day involving the seizure of some of their weapons for disputes over a loan. And then Chris Smith, the owner, made a bunch of comments on Facebook explaining it. You can catch all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Beautiful day. Thanks a lot for having us on today. We do appreciate that. VA facilities across the country are required to test enrolled Vets, for any toxic exposure. Now, veterans can be exposed to a number of things during their service. There are roughly 114,000 veterans enrolled in the Gulf Coast Veterans Healthcare System. More than 89,000 of them have been screened for toxic exposure, and more than half of those came back positive. Now, the next step is to pinpoint where that exposure exactly came from. On the national front here, or international front, I should say, Israeli government is confirming the four murdered hostages slated to be released tonight. It is phase one of that ceasefire agreement.
At least some of the 600 Palestinian prisoners will also be exchanged. The delay of that release by Israel had threatened the accord. Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff now says he may come to the region Sunday to negotiate an extension of the agreement's phase one, which ends this weekend, and lay the groundwork for phase two. This as thousands of emotional Israelis line the route of the funeral procession of 32-year-old mother Shiri Bibas and her two young sons, who have become symbols of the hostage crisis. They were buried in a private and moving ceremony in southern Israel. In Tel Aviv, Greg Palcott, Fox News.
All righty, just past 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, a lot of the congestion is something you'd normally expect this afternoon, but it is severe in some areas. We do have an accident right as you are getting off of Three Mile Bridge and getting onto Gregory Street. That's causing some backups right at the end of the bridge there, so be on the lookout for that. Also, if you are traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Oriole Beach, got some issues there. And on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, heading into downtown Milton. Beyond that, it's just a couple of other of the usual spots. As for the weather, 73 degrees, low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a partly sunny, partly cloudy day, high of 73, low of 50.
427 News Radio 92.3. Days getting longer, spring getting a lot closer. Sure is. 11 days until daylight savings time begins on Sunday, March 9th. Spring officially arrives in 22 days on March 20th. Yep, getting growing warmer across the country. Fox Weather meteorologist Adam Klotz has the latest forecast for us.
The early spring-like feel continues for large swaths of the country as temperatures again climb into the 50s and 60s for much of the central and eastern United States. In the southeast, highs will climb into the upper 70s in some locations. This general pattern will hold for most of the country as we head into the weekend. However, by Sunday, a couple of low-pressure systems coming out of Canada will leave a streak of snow from the upper Midwest into New England. 6 to 8 inches of snow can be expected in some locations. Meanwhile, heavy rains originally in the Pacific Northwest have moved into Montana, where some flood warnings have been issued. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
And I mentioned this before the break, another popular spring break hotspot in South Florida getting ready for spring breakers. Fort Lauderdale Mayor Dean Trentalis highlighted the city's safety plan during a news conference earlier today. Law enforcement will increase their patrols along the beach to enforce a ban on alcohol, coolers, tents, and tables. Additional police will be stationed along State Road A1A and throughout entertainment districts.
Okay, here's something to remember. Exercise can help survival rates of a cancer patient with rapidly growing case numbers. Lisa Brady has more for you.
This is House Call for Health. Exercise may have an impact on survival rate for people with colon cancer. Researchers at Louisiana State University say colon cancer patients who exercised regularly were 3% more likely to have a 3-year survival rate than the general population. Researchers studied the weekly physical activity of 2,900 colon cancer patients and recorded the exercise as metabolic equivalents, also known as met hours. People should exercise around 150 minutes per week, equal to about 8 met hours. The study shows those who increased their survival rate got at least 18 met hours of exercise a week. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And Florida wildlife officials investigating the second death of a critically endangered state predator this year. A 10-year-old Florida panther was fatally hit by a car in Hendry County on Monday. The female was found along County Road 833 near Clewiston. The FWC says 36 panthers were found dead last year, with a majority of them involving vehicles. It was the second highest yearly death total since 2015.
I think you were talking about spring break a second ago, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Did you get locations on those spots?
In Fort Lauderdale, they were talking about additional police being stationed alongside State Road A1A and throughout entertainment districts.
Right.
Those are the only locations they gave.
Okay, we're talking about spring break here, less than a month away for most Florida college students. And you're probably saying, well, what's the biggest party cities now in the U.S.? Now, this is a real weird list. I want to first plan and get ready to sit down on this one. Ready? Okay, we'll start off. Number one, Key West. Number two, Panama City Beach. Number three, Atlantic City. Number four, Daytona Beach. Number five, Biloxi. Number six, Las Vegas. Number seven, here we go down, Charleston, West Virginia. Number eight, Reno. Number nine, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Get this one. Number 10, Albany, New York.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump outlined plans to reduce the federal workforce during his first cabinet meeting today.
We're cutting down government. We're cutting down the size of government. We have to.
A memo from the Office of Management and Budget directing government agencies to develop reorganization plans by March 13th. Measles-related death of an unvaccinated child now reported in Texas. It's an outbreak that has grown to more than 120 people. Dr. Laura Johnson of the Covenant Health in Lubbock is advising those in rural West Texas.
Way to contain a measles outbreak is through vaccination. We're very lucky to have an extremely effective vaccine for measles. Having two doses of measles vaccine confers 97% lifetime immunity.
Health officials confirming it is the first measles death in the U.S. since 2015. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Supermicro Computer shares rallied 19% at one point today after the AI server company filed its financial results by the NASDAQ's deadline. The company also filed audited financial results for the first two quarters of the 2025 fiscal year. Anheuser-Busch InBev said it had its best day in more than 3 years after the beer maker's earnings surpassed Wall Street expectations. The Bud Light and Corona parent jumped more than 8.5% this morning. Coffee giant Starbucks is removing 13 less popular beverages from the list of offerings to help streamline operations and help keep store traffic moving. The move comes as the company also plans to cut 1,100 of its corporate workers. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session mixed, with the Dow falling 188, the S&P 500 gained less than a point, and the NASDAQ grew by nearly 50. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andy Grash with a Sports Minute. Washington Capitals forward Alex Ovechkin scored his 883rd career goal last night against Calgary. Ovi is a mere 12 goals away from passing Wayne Gretzky's all-time NHL goals record. On the current pace Ovi is on, he'll do it in two less games than Gretzky. This story deserves a heck of a lot more attention. I'm Andy Grash.
Is your everyday congestion preventing you from enjoying life's big moments? Try Vicks Sinex Saline today and get yourself back in the action. Vicks Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion with a gentle ultrafine mist. Sinex Saline's drug-free, no-mess formula instantly moisturizes and soothes dry, irritated nasal passages for quick and effective relief. Get back to enjoying life's big moments to the fullest without having to worry about everyday congestion holding you back. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone. In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Do you realize if we didn't have mirrors, you wouldn't have an age problem?
That's an interesting way of looking
at
it. Yeah.
If you just take the mirror away, just so you don't know what you look like.
Yeah, if there were no reflections, no one would be insecure.
I was thinking about that because a lot of research is these. You can't go anywhere. You get all these cosmetics and all these facial products, and here you look 20 years younger. Here, take this or whatever. Take away the mirror. You don't have a problem at that point.
Right. That is true.
All right. Very interesting. This weekend, another brutal road trip as Pensacola faces Roanoke. It is a two-game series Friday and Saturday. Ice Flyers return to home ice March 14th and 15th, matching up against Quad City. Puck will drop 7:05 for both of those evenings over in the Bay Center. Don't forget this afternoon on this very program, Blue Wahoos, voice of Blue Wahoos, Eric Bramer. He will be popping in and talking about the Wahoo season, but also we're going to be talking about that darn 8-week-old puppy dog, Diamond.
Yeah.
They're doing some good stuff. This is really – and of course, Catherine Daniels, she's a meteorologist. You've seen her on there for probably the last 30 years or so, and she's wonderful. Catherine Daniels is training this dog to be a service dog. So we're going to talk to Eric about that. 5:12. About a half an hour from right now. And then coming up at 5:20, we will get ready, get you all ready for the All-Star High School Soccer matches coming up tomorrow night over at Ashton Brosnahan. Pensacola Sports CEO, President Ray Palmer stopping by for 5:20. Yeah. Be talking some sports with him. They're always busy.
Yeah.
They're always busy over at Pensacola Sports. But Ray's always been a very much of a gentleman to allow us a few minutes to chat about what's happening over there. Okay, in sports today, NBA, the Lakers win against Dallas. Was pretty good for Luka. And Alex inches closer to breaking an NHL scoring record. If you know those sports, you'll know who I'm talking about. If not, here's Jared Max.
Fox Sports Update.
Playing against the Dallas Mavericks, surreal for Luka Doncic.
I don't know how to explain it. I think in first quarter, second quarter, I don't know what was happening. It was just different. I can't even explain how it felt.
Luka Doncic with TNT after he played his first NBA game against the team he spent his first seven seasons with, until he was traded just over 3 weeks ago from the Mavericks to the Lakers. In Los Angeles last night, Doncic registered his first triple-double as a Laker.
19 points, 15 rebounds, 12 assists. The Lakers beat the Mavericks 107-99.
Luka, how does it feel being over?
Great, man. I can't wait to go to sleep, honestly.
You have earned a beautiful night's rest. Congrats on the win, Luka.
Thank you.
Luka Doncic with TNT. He scored or assisted on 51 of the Lakers' 107 points in his first game against his former team, the Dallas Mavericks, who were led by Kyrie Irving with 35 points.
2.7, Durant running back to the three-point line for the tie. No! Hammer, nail, coffin, this baby is over!
On FanDuel Sports Network Southeast, 299 points combined. The Grizzlies outlasted the Suns in overtime, 151-148. Alex Ovechkin scored again, number 883 for his career. The only goal for the Capitals in a 3-1 loss to the Flames. Ovechkin needs 12 more goals to break Wayne Gretzky's record as the NHL's all-time leading goal scorer. The all-time leading scorer in the WNBA, Diana Taurasi, announced her retirement Tuesday. The only player in WNBA history to total over 10,000 points, Taurasi told Time magazine, "Mentally and physically, I'm just full. That's probably the best way I can describe it." Taurasi finished her pro career with 10,646 points. She was a 14-time All-Star and 5-time scoring champion. Also won the league title 3 times with the Phoenix Mercury, twice named Finals MVP. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And in the NFL, Washington Commanders general manager Adam Peters saying the team has given star defensive tackle Jonathan Allen permission to seek a trade. Allen, spending his entire career up to now with the Commanders, and was named to the Pro Bowl in 2021 and 2022. Now, Chris.
Yes.
A little while ago, we were talking about another star defender named Myles Garrett requesting a trade to get out of Cleveland. And the Browns have been saying they don't want to trade him because that's what losing franchises do. They waste their talent. But he had also voiced interest about perhaps playing in Washington. So I'm looking at these pieces here, and I'm like, could maybe, if it's practical, if the pieces are right, could you potentially make a trade between these two? Send Allen to Cleveland, so he's out of Washington, he's happy enough. Garrett goes to Washington, like what he hinted at, and then both of these teams make up for some of the defensive firepower they lost. I think that could be one of the biggest moves of this offseason if it were to take shape. That's just solely hypothetical, though.
Okay. Makes sense to me. You know, we were mentioning a few minutes ago also Ray Palmer coming in this afternoon, 5:20.
Yeah.
We had Ray on the show on Tuesday, if you remember. Mm-hmm. But it was for an entirely different subject matter because it was the Sun Belt Conference coming in next week, the whole week, with 14 teams and just an amazing lineup of activities. So we we'll grab Ray and get as much as we can out of him this afternoon on the short views that we do have. 442 News Radio 92.3. The instruction to set your own password to all devices isn't just meant to be a suggestion. They're getting pretty serious about this. It could be the first wave of home security. Here's Eben Brown.
There are countless apartment buildings across the U.S. and Canada learning the lesson to change the default password the hard way. The Enterphone mesh door access system ships with a default password, which building managers are instructed to change to something specific or unique for their building and their residents. But researcher Eric Daigle publishes on his blog that instruction is rarely followed. Not changing the password is meant for years. Anyone who figured out the default could access any door with the Enterphone mesh system. And while there's no on-screen prompt to change the password when installing the device, its manufacturer says setup instructions inform the customer to do so. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And also, moving on to some other, you know, a more business side of the world today. Apple keeping the company's DEI programs in place. So this is one of the other huge conglomerates that's making some noise in regards to this seemingly pointless discussion. The company shareholders voted to forge ahead Tuesday, opposing efforts by conservatives to get rid of the program. The Trump administration, of course, having targeted similar programs, accusing them of being discriminatory. Several major companies now have already moved to drop DEI efforts.
Okay, if you were expecting to see smoke into the northern skies of Pensacola today, well, didn't happen, did it? No, Florida's Forest Service canceling that 45-acre prescribed burn. It was scheduled to be on the University of West Florida property along Pate Street. Forest Service officials saying the cancellation was weather-related, and a new rescheduled prescribed burn will be set up at a later date. So, no smoke to discuss this afternoon. And after President Trump's executive order to pull funding for schools that allow trans athletes to participate in sports, some schools are defying those orders. Attorney General Pam Bondi now demanding those schools get on board.
Attorney General Pam Bondi is putting three states on notice, urging them to comply with President Trump's order. So in a letter first obtained by Fox News Digital, Bondi wrote to the executive director at California Interscholastic Federation saying, quote, if the Department of Education's investigation shows that the Federation is indeed denying girls an equal opportunity to participate in sports and athletic events by requiring them to compete against boys, the Department of Justice stands ready to take all appropriate action to enforce federal law. Similar statements were made in letters to Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison and Maine Governor Janet Mills.
All righty, 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Jerry's Drive-In, home of the original bacon cheeseburger for 86 years. Open Monday through Saturday in East Pensacola Heights. Again, that is Jerry's Drive-In. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have some minor congestion right as you are coming over to Pensacola Bay, heading right back into Pensacola from Gulf Breeze over 3 Mile Bridge. We do have some minor congestion there from an accident earlier, but it has decreased. Last major spot's going to be on Navarre Parkway passing Windhaven Beach. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 73 degrees right now, low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 73, low of 50.
More positive information to pass on about Ascension Sacred Heart here in Pensacola. It has been recognized as one of the world's best hospitals for 2025. This was by Newsweek and Statista. The hospital was selected from a pool of 2,400 hospitals across 30 countries. Four data sources were used for the evaluation: hospital recommendation from peers, patient experience, hospital quality metrics, and the implementation of patient-reported outcome measures, or they call them PROMs. So congratulations to the folks over on North 9th Avenue.
All right. And a new study from Bankrate focuses on financial literacy in the United States. Analyst Alex Gailey says parents need to teach money matters to their kids. She says 66% of Americans who grew up with a strong financial education have successfully negotiated pay raises during their careers. That compares with 39% of Americans with little or no exposure to money lessons growing up.
Oh, it's important. It's just so darn important. Learn it early in life. And
right.
It is something you need. Basically, just no other discussion about that one. Hey, a meeting set up for tomorrow. I was going to say for Thursday. Sure, it's Thursday. It's tomorrow. Between Mexican officials and Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Fox's Gernell Scott all over this one.
Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum announced that diplomatic and security leaders would sit down with Secretary Rubio. In the opening month of the Trump administration, Mexico has been confronted on migration and threatened with tariffs. Sheinbaum said her envoys will seek agreements that will honor Mexico's sovereignty. The U.S. has also declared some drug cartels as terror groups, which could make military strikes a possibility. Mexico says it wants more collaboration with the U.S., including more American help in stemming illegal immigration. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Alrighty, 4:48 here around this time every hour. I'd like to give you another reminder of your Wall Street numbers. Stocks closing mixed today amid concerns surrounding President Trump's trade policy. At the closing bell, the Dow fell 188 points to 43,433. S&P 500 gained a point to 59.56. And the NASDAQ rose 49 points to 1975.
I guess it's Starbucks' new CEO kind of rattling the cages up over there. Starbucks, by the way, working to simplify its lineup of coffees. And on Monday, just over a dozen drinks will be taken off the chain's menu. I'm going to give you a heads up here this afternoon.
Okay.
These might fall into your like list in terms of, I go to Starbucks because of this one.
Yeah.
Let me give you a quick list here of what they're taking off the list.
Okay. I do go to Starbucks, and I do have an order.
You then can formulate your own opinion.
All right.
In terms of what you're going to do and how you're going to move forward. The drinks getting the axe are ones that the company said really aren't commonly purchased and are complex to make. So they just don't want to make hard drinks any longer. Mm. Exiting the lineup, here they are. Drum roll, please. Espresso Frappuccino, Cafe Vanilla Frappuccino, Cafe Chip Frappuccino, White Chocolate Mocha Frappuccino. Remember we talked about Kai? I liked Kai?
Yeah.
It's gone. Kai Cream Frappuccino. Darn. caramel ribbon crunch cream frappuccino, double chocolate. Is that one of your favorites?
Yeah, the caramel ribbon crunch frapp. Yeah, I like that.
It's gone. You better hit it this weekend. Double chocolatey chip cream frappuccino, like chocolate cookie crumbled cream frappuccino. A lot of frappuccinos here. A white chocolate cream frappuccino, ice matcha lemonade. Ooh, white hot chocolate, royal English breakfast latte. And the honey almond milk, all being removed from Starbucks.
Wow.
I'm in mourning. I'm going to put my black armband on here, as I did back in 1970 with Jimi Hendrix when he passed away. Wore it for 30 days in college. It's crazy knucklehead things we do in college.
Yeah, the Frappuccinos are literally the only things I go to Starbucks for.
Is that right?
So, yeah, if they get rid of Frappuccinos, they may have just lost a customer.
Oh, my. I already gave him the warning about my chai kai.
Yeah.
Darn.
The chai kai kai chai. Yeah, no, come on.
That ain't happening.
4:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, the FDA giving the thumbs up on a smartwatch safety feature. So smartwatch owners, listen out. We got that coming up in just a couple minutes here.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola. Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee-owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. When I hear that song, I think back to Elaine in Friends. That was her song with her boyfriend. Yay, woman. Ever see her Bad Dancing?
I did, with the Shining Star.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That was rough.
Not pretty. Not pretty at all. Hey, Chris Bryan in. My good friend Austin Price.
We probably should have led with that.
There we go. Well, probably, but who cares?
There you go.
444. No, 454.
Hey.
A little dyslexic here today. White House versus the media again. Here we go. And a blow to the Doge workforce. Howie Kurtz has more in this Media Minute.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
There are a couple of candidates for media outrage of the day. First, the Trump White House announcing that the White House Correspondents Association will no longer get to select those who have close-up access to the president in the press pool. White House Correspondents Association not happy about this. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt saying this will return power to the people. Actually, it just gives more authority to the Trump team to reward or penalize news outlets as it sees fit. Also, about a third of Elon Musk's Doge staff, civil servants all, have resigned rather than help him. Public letters saying we will not use our skills as technologists to compromise core government systems, jeopardize America's sensitive data, or dismantle critical public services. That's a blow to the Musk effort. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Not too much going on the roads here that you wouldn't normally expect. We've got some backups on Navarre Parkway near Windhaven Beach. Also some on I-10. That's if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp. And a little bit right where Davis Highway meets Scenic in front of UWF's main entrance. Got some backups over there as well. As for the weather, about 73 degrees right now, low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, a very similar day, high of 73, low of 50.
Okay, weapons. Weapons were taken from Milton's Gulf Coast gun store on Tuesday. Santa Rosa deputies were enforcing a court order inventory seizure. This was in a civil case between the store and Lakeland West Capital 48 LLC. Gulf Coast gun owner Chris Smith.
What happened is back in 2021, we took out a loan with Regions Bank for inventory. That's part of the reason why we were able to have a lot of the inventory that we had. We were paid on that loan for 3 years and got it down to a certain amount. Regions decided they did not want to renew that loan anymore, and they sold that loan.
Man, we started hearing about that yesterday afternoon, and it was just a pretty crazy situation. Well,
so, but the outcome of this whole darn thing is, okay, they made a deal.
Yes.
Life goes on. All the employees still keep their jobs, and they're open for business today. That's the real story. So move forward.
Came and went.
There we go.
And
go ahead.
I mentioned this before the break. The FDA is giving the thumbs up on a smartwatch safety feature. On Wednesday, Google revealed that the agency cleared the loss of pulse detection on the Pixel Watch 3. The feature was announced last August and is currently available in 14 countries. The FDA approval now paves the way for it to be available to the U.S. by the end of next month.
All right. New Secretary of the Army has been sworn in. Kevin Yarensky has more for us.
Securing America.
Is it help you got? Congratulations, Mr. Secretary.
And with that, America has its 26th Secretary of the Army. Dan Driscoll sworn in Tuesday afternoon by Vice President J.D. Vance. He's a four-year Army vet who served in Iraq in 2009 and also graduated Army Ranger School.
I will honor the Army's 250th year legacy of service and sacrifice, and I will stay focused on my mission and shoulder my share of the task, as I know our soldiers will do.
Driscoll is also a third-generation soldier.
We are a family that is grateful to have had the privilege of wearing the United States Army uniform, and we're going to fight hard for it.
He was also once a key advisor for Vice President Vance, who said this of his longtime friend.
He's a man of great leadership, and I think that he will bring the Army to a place where we can be proud of it.
During his confirmation hearing, Driscoll pledged to focus on recruiting and rebuilding the defense industrial base. Kevin Gretzky, Fox News.
And sleep deprivation can potentially worsen chronic inflammation. Researchers have found a link between poor sleep and immune cells that can drive inflammation associated with obesity and chronic disease. The study is published in full in the Journal of Immunology.
I buy that. Makes sense.
It does make sense, yeah. They talk about the importance of sleep.
What's that? Amazon unveiled its revamped AI-powered Alexa as the race to infuse artificial intelligence into homes heats up. Well, here's Madison Allworth with more.
Alexa Plus is compatible with thousands of services and devices like Amazon Echo and Ring Doorbell, and then services like OpenTable for making reservations, Grubhub for ordering food, and TripAdvisor for booking your trip. Amazon really led in the AI assistance space, but then fell behind. They say that changes now. Here's Daniel Rausch, the vice president of Alexa and Echo.
This is the Alexa for the age of generative AI. And I would also say that, you know, it's great. You can get a lot done in a browser with a chatbot. You can go to alexa.com. You can use our updated app. You can also just talk in the ambience of your kitchen and get things done.
The rollout begins next month, and it's going to cost $19.99 a month. But if you have Amazon Prime, it will be free. I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
There you go. I got a freebie thrown in.
Yeah. Things are looking up.
I just knew how to use it.
Yeah, if only I knew.
Or if I understood what the heck they were just talking about.
Right.
Coming up at 5:12 this afternoon, we're going to hear from Eric Bramer with the Wahoos. 5:20, get ready for this one. Ray Palmer, CEO, President, Pensacola Sports, coming in, talking about that all-star high school soccer game tomorrow night.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.